Rashi brings down on the pasuk Vayechi Yankiv. Rashi says, "Lama parsha zu stuma." The parsha doesn't have the revach of tes oisios like parshios psuchos should have. It's a parsha stuma in the Torah. And one pshat that Rashi brings down, Rashi says, "Dovaracher shebikesh legaloi says akets lebonov v'nista mimenu." Yaakov Avinu wanted to be Megala the Kates, and it was Nistam. Rashi's referring to the Pesukim later on, where Rashi brings it again. Yaakov Avinu calls his Bonim, Hey Osvu Va'agido Lochem, Esa Sheyikre Eschem Ba'achar Sayomim, and Rashi there brings it down again. Bikesh Legaloi says Akates, V'nistal Komimenu Shechino, V'hizchil Oimer Dvor Macherim. So lechayra, be'etzem, this is a gemara in Psochem Adaf Nun Vov that Reish Lakish says on this pasuk, Yaakov Avinu wanted to be megale the Keitz Hayomim Nistalku b'menu Shechino, and he didn't know why. He said Shema Chas v'Shalom Yesh b'mitosoi psul. Maybe one of my bonim is posul, like Avrom sheyotzu b'menu Yishmoel, like Yitzchok sheyotzu b'menu Esav. And Omru Loi Bonov, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. All the Shvatim were Mekabel Oil Malchus Shemaim with Shema Yisrael. They said, Kishem She'ein Belibcho Elo Echod, Kach Ein Belibeinu Elo Echod. Bo'oi Soisho, that's when Yaakov Avinu said, Baruch Shem. Al Kolponim, the Shailas over here are, number one, is what's Taka Pshat, that Yaakov Avinu wanted to be Megala the Kates. There's man from the Geula Hasido, there's man the Mashiach will come. Why did Yaakov feel it necessary to be Megala that the Bonov? Ubeprat, Shaila number two, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no. Why was Lechoyret Nistalek Mimenu Shechina? Yaakov Avinu held that it's something that he should be Megala. And we find that the Nistalko Mimenu Shechina, it was Nista Mimenu. That's the Shaila over here. We want to be Mevarer. What was the shakel of Ataria? And another prat. If Lamaisa it was Nistam, there was one thing that was Nistam from Yaakov Avinu. But why is the whole parsha a parsha stuma because of this prat? One prat in the parsha was there was something that Yaakov Avinu was HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hit it from Yaakov. Sosa mimenu the kates. Why is the whole parsha a parsha stuma because of that? We could be Masbir the Indian like this. Yaakov Avinu wanted to be Megala the Kates Farvos. So Be'etzim, the Shoyrish I saw in the Tzlach, in the Gemara Psochem Nunvov, this was the Haschola of Golos. Yaakov Avinu knew when they're going down to Mitzrayim, is the Haschola from the Golos Mitzrayim, the Avodas Porech, the Gevaldik Atzoris, Nisyoynes, that Klal Yisrael is now going to have. So Yaakov Avinu held the only way they're going to be able to be niskayim, they'll come out of this golos b'shleimus, is if they know when the kates is, they know about the kates, they know when the gula is. If he's megala the light at the end of the tunnel, we can go through the dark tunnel. We know when, where the light is supposed to come. And another prat, in his man from golos, this tzoros, Yaakov Avinu wanted to be Megale. What's the Mahalach of Tzadik Viraloi, Rosh of Etoivloi? A person should be able to know a Tzora that's happening to him. Why is it happening? What's being accomplished by this Tzora? Why does it have to happen? With that, you'll be able to be Mekabalit. If a person, we take a person and we tell him, you're going to have to go through tremendous pain, Nisyoinos, hashpolos, and embarrassments for a certain amount of time, and afterward you're going to become the king. It'll be hard during that kufa, but he'll be able to do it besimcha, because he knows after this, this is what's going to bring me to become the king. But when he doesn't know that it's going to bring him to become the king, the tzora is geferlich. So the Yaakov Avinu wanted to be Mekala the Kates, so Klal Yisrael should be able to survive in Golos. He held they will not be able to survive the Golos without knowing that. this was the instructions. He came to instruct them when the Golus will end, why they have to, this has to happen. They have to have the Golus Mitzrayim, with Mitzrayim killing all the babies in the Yor, and all the makas that they're going to get. This is what need each prat, how it's going to bring the Geula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mesalik the Shechina was nestalik, it was nistam. Favos, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Yaakov Avinu, Ad Rabbanein, Klal Yisrael, number one, will be able to survive the Golus even without this information. This prat is mashman etzlachim psochem, that Yaakov Avinu thought they wouldn't be able to make it. Zok the Eibish the name. Even without knowing this, they're going to make it through the Golus. But now I want to be Moisef. Not just that they'll make it through the Golus, but Adarabo va'adarabo. What's going to bring the Geula is Dafka. If the Golus has this aspect of Hastir Astir, when we don't know the Mahalach, we don't know what's happening. A chelik of the Golus is not just the Nisyonos that we have and the Tzoros. It's part and parcel of the Etzem Mahalach of Golus that we have questions. We don't know why. Why is this happening? L'chayr, I don't deserve this. Why should this have to happen? Why can't it go easy? All the Tzoros, by not knowing, that's a chelik of the Golus. What brings? So what's going to bring the Geula? State in the Sfas Emes, the Emuna. When we have the Emuna mitoich the Choshech, that Kol Ma'ada Ovid Rachmona L'Tav Ovid, and Lamaisa, a Yid gets up every day, Ani Mamin Be'emuna Shleimo Be'vias HaMashiach. Aye, it's not here? Yeah, Afal Pi Sheyis Mamea. The Emuna that Klal Yisrael has mitoich the Hester Ponim in the Choshech and the Golas, that's Gufa what brings the Ketz HaYomin. Memela Yankev Avinu held, it wasn't necessary to have that Darguf and Hester. We could be Megala the Ketz. Zok the Eibush the name. That's not what Golus is about. The Mahalach of Golus is a pure Hester. In order for Klal Yisrael to reach their Madrega and to bring through their Avoida the Geula La'osad Lavoi, it's not just the hardships of Golus, it's the not knowing, the Choshech, the questions. We don't know why Tzadik V'ra Loi Rosha V'toiv Loi. That is a chelik of the Golus. And Memela, we said, Rashi starts off the parasha, Parasha Zu Stuma. And we asked, what is the whole parasha Stuma? Just because the Ketz was Nistam from Yankev Avinu? The answer is because that is the Mahalach of Golus. There's a parasha in the Torah from Geula, and there's a parasha in the Torah of Golus. Every parasha has its tzura, how it's written. The Mahalach of a parasha Pesucha, what are the revochim in the Torah? Why is a parasha Pesucha? Rashi brings down, the Psicha was a revach, a space, Kelelitein lehizboinein bein parasha leparasha. We need time, the space is an opening that we could be mizboinein and understand everything about the parasha. In a golus, there is no understanding. It's all sosum. Memela, since this is the parasha from Golus, and it was Neschadish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Gufo, teaching Yankev Avinu by the Nestalka B'menu Shechina what Golus is about, the parasha of Golus in turn is also Stuma. There are no Revochim, his boy name being parasha la parasha, to work out and understand why each prat is happening. That's the Mahalach from Golus. That was the Mahalach over here in this parasha. The to mention a word that there's a sefer called Kol Aryeh in the Hagdomo, in the Oy Zayin of the Psicha. He brings down a fantastic pshat. In last week's Sedra, it says that when Yaakov Avinu was going down to Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Al Tira, don't be afraid going down to Mitzrayim. The Yosef Yoshis Yodoy Al Einecho. And the Zohar says, Yosef Yoshis Yodoy Aleinecho Dohi Rozo de Kriyashma. In this pasuk is the side of Kriyashma. And L'chayr, what does it mean? There are soidis over here, we don't know. So he says like this, Yankiv Avinu had tzoris. Oila al kulonu was tzoris. Yosef, 22 years, he's misabal al benoi, doesn't know what happened to him, and is sitting by velas that one of the shvotim is gone. It was a pirtza in the binyan of Klal Yisrael. And after the 22 years, he hears that Oid Yosef Chai, what was in this gala? That Hakol was Latoiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Yosef down to Mitzrayim early because there's going to be a rov, there's no food. The whole kiyum of Klal Yisrael is dependent on Yosef being Melech Mitzrayim. The whole setup for going to Golos was set up only because Yosef was in Mitzrayim. Yosef was Oimed on the Nesiyonis for Narayas. Klal Yisrael lived off that Kedusha when they were in Mitzrayim. And other things that Yosef was Masakin. This was the biggest lesson that was ever taught till now in the Torah about years of Tzoros and Choshech. Don't have kashas. Everything is being done for you, being worked out, and this is going to be the Hatzolah. That was the limud of Yosef. So in the Sefer Kol Aryeh, he says like this, the Indian of Kriya Shema, when we lay in Kriya Shema, we say, we cover our eyes and we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod. Hashem, the Shem Yudke is Midas Harachamim. Kayadua, Elokeinu is Midas Hadin. And we say like this, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, this we see this Midas HaChesed, Mitzad Sheni, Elokeinu, this Midas HaDin, we don't know how it stims. Sometimes Chesed, sometimes Din, but one thing we know is Hashem Echod. It's Alts, the Zelbeke Eibishter, now it's not Nizgala, so what do? We cover our eyes. When it doesn't make sense, close your eyes. We don't know how it makes sense, but Hashem Echod, Kol Ma the Ovid Rachmona L'Tav Ovid. Eibishter sent to Yankiv, Yosef, Yoshis Yodoy Alei Necho. The limud from Yosef is the limud that Klal Yisrael has to take with them in the Golos. Dohi Rozo de Kriyashma. This is the soid of Kabbalah Soil Malchus Shemayim when we're Mechasa Esoinayim. We don't know, but we're Mekabel Ba'ava Be'emuno Shleimo in the Borei Olam. He brings down over there in the Kol Ari that he heard from his Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer. That the Chassam Sofer said pshat in the pasuk in Parshas Kisiso. After the in Parshas Kisiso, Moshe Rabbeinu, after the Chet HaEgel, he was mespalel to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, "Hareini noes kvoidecho." Hakadosh Baruch Hu answers him, "Viroiso es achoyrai uponai lo yeiro'u." You should see my achoyrai, not my ponim. He says from the Chassam Sofer that what it means is, when things happen in this world, we're not going to have pshat b'shas maisa. We won't be able to touch up. Why? What? But achoyrei, afterwards, sometimes maybe years, many years, we'll be able. You can always look back many times and we can see how everything worked out l'toivah. We thought something was terrible that happened to us. Afterward, we're able to look back sometimes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens the curtain a little bit to let us see in hindsight, wow, Baruch Hashem, that happened, else worked out. Zokte Chassam Sofer, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a present to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to, Hareini noes kvoidecha. Hashem said like this, a little bit I'll give you, achoyrai, afterward. Achoyrai, I'll be megala that much in Olam Hazeh now, to be able to see afterward a little bit the Yad Hashem. But the Iker Mahalach in Golos is Choshech. In the Sefer Ambi Masayim, the Sefer Or Gedal Yo says, when there's a parasha stuma, when you say same, the bigger the or, the bigger you have to hide it. Parasha stuma means we're hiding something, we're covering up something. In the parasha from Golos, but there's an or godel ma'oid that would shine out, that the Torah has to kaviyochel cover up. And that or gives a yidden in kol adoyrus the koyach of emuna that they have besoich liboy shel kol echod veechod to have an emuna shleima to be oimed in kol hanisyonis kulam. A guten Shabbos.